Title: Improper Use of Commercial Signs, Proposed Revisions to Article 5 of the PRC Anti-Unfair Competition Law. Content: On February 25, 2016, the State Council Legislative Affairs Office, SCLAO, released a draft amendment, of the PRC Anti-Unfair Competition Law, AUCL, for comment by industry and other stakeholders. Article 5 of the 1993 AUCL provides the basis for claims against business operators for unfair trade practices involving the misuse and misappropriation of trade dress, enterprise names, and other commercial signs. The draft amendment of the AUCL contains some interesting and encouraging language, but could benefit from additional clarification and fine-tuning. Industry has until March 25, 2016 to submit comments on the draft amendment to the AUCL, and numerous industry organizations have been collecting comments for submission to SCLAO over the last few weeks. Here are some highlights of proposed changes to Article 5, and some of the open issues that will hopefully be addressed before a final version of the revised AUCL sees the light of day. Market confusion and commercial signs. Article 5 prohibits business operators, which under the draft amendment would include natural persons, from engaging in four enumerated acts of market confusion that involve the use of commercial signs. The draft amendment defines market confusion as misunderstanding by the general public of product manufacturers, traders, or a particular relationship linked to product manufacturers or traders. A commercial sign is understood as referring to a symbol that differentiates product manufacturers or traders, including but not limited to the unique names of famous products, packaging, trade dress, shape of goods, trademarks, enterprises and group company names and abbreviations, trade names, main parts of domain names, website names, web pages, personal names, pen names, stage names, channel program and column names, logos, etc. Comment: The language of the draft amendment does not address whether actual evidence of market confusion is required to invoke Article 5 against a business operator, and industry is hopeful that no such requirement is imposed going forward. The 2007 interpretation of the Supreme People's Court on certain issues concerning the application of the law in the trial of civil cases involving unfair competition, 2007 AUCLJI, provides that evidence of actual market confusion is not required for trade dress infringements under Article 5. Industry is pushing for this approach to be retained, and for market confusion to be addressed in practice similar to the way that consumer confusion is handled in cases involving trademark infringements under Article 57 of the trademark law. The very broad list of protected commercial signs is indeed encouraging, and it expands the scope of Article 5 into areas that are not explicitly covered under the language of the current AUCL, such as television channel programs, newspaper column names, and web page names. While this list appears intended to be illustrative and not exhaustive, the addition of other signs to this list may actually be difficult in practice unless the Administrations for Industry and Commerce, AICs, and the People's Courts have additional guidance on the application of Article 5 into new areas. Industry would thus prefer that the list include the interior decorations of business premises and the distinctive attire worn by a business operator's staff, which are specifically addressed in the 2007 AUCLJI, and to also indicate that the list is merely illustrative and not exhaustive, and that any sign could fall into the purview of Article 5 if use by a third party could lead to market confusion. Famous commercial signs. The first of the four prohibited acts of market confusion is set out in Article 5.1 in the draft amendment. This provision prohibits the unauthorized use of the famous commercial sign of another, or using a commercial sign that is similar to the famous commercial sign of another, leading to market confusion. This is a contemplated catch-all provision that would arguably be the core of the amended version of Article 5. Comment: The most common concern voiced about the proposed language of Article 5.1 relates to the term famous, Jiming slash. This term is often and erroneously translated as well-known, which is actually a term of art for the wide protection afforded to certain trademarks that meet a par.